So, as we were talking, we were trying to compile the timeline for this, and it really started with Patrick's love for history.
Yes, almost 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that. I just wanted to do something to remember those that served in Vietnam and that were killed in action or died while being over there. I visited libraries, and then finally I went down to the Central Library, which has a mass, source of information and that, and I started to go through the microfilms and things and the scrapbooks, an incredible scrapbook collection down there. I started to see not only stories about veterans that were serving in Vietnam, but also, sadly, the obituaries of those that had been killed in action. And the obituaries about them. And I said, I don't want them forgotten. I don't want their sacrifice forgotten. I don't want their families forgotten. So I started to play around with collecting the obituaries and trying to make some order of it and that. I'm from Kenmore, New York, and I said, well, I'm going to start with the casualties from Kenmore in the town of Tonawanda. I was able to find most of them over a period of time. And then I said, well, I knew quite a few from the Buffalo City area, so I'm going to do the city now. Well, of course, there were so many more in the city than from the Canton area. And then, I just said, I got to keep going. I've just got to keep going on this. So I went to Erie County. I did Erie County. And, of course, this is over a period of time. I'm going down there early in the mornings to do this and that. And finally I said, geographically, I'm going to do the western New York counties from Erie, Niagara, all the way east to Genesee and north and south of that. That was my area of operation, for say.
And when you set your mind to something...
Well, I wasn't going to let this go. I was really passionate about this.
Vietnam vet as
yes,
well.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't, want them forgotten.
What's your service record, Pat?
Oh, I enlisted in the United States Army in 1967. After my basic training, advanced training at Fort Sam Houston as a medic, I was first sent to Germany. And I was in Germany for about 4 or 5 months, and I got orders to go to Vietnamese language school at Fort Bliss, Texas, in El Paso. And I went down there, and from there, in October of 1968, I got orders for Vietnam, and I went over there and served a year until October of 1969 with the 5th Infantry Division, 11th Infantry, 1st Battalion of the 11th Infantry, and... Then after I had about 6 months to go, and I served that at Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I was discharged in July of 1970.
And you, of course, was doing all of this searching of records and getting biographies of these young kids, mostly, who had passed in Vietnam while you're working and doing other things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Retired, from the post office on William Street. And from that point on, I just went full-fledged on this. I just really wanted to complete this project to the best that I could. And we came up with well over, 500 throughout the eight counties of Western New York of casualties. Now, some, they were born in Buffalo, for example, or wherever in the counties and that, and then they left. For their families moved and that, and they enlisted in other cities and things, but their roots were here, and we actually found many of them. That was the pilots, especially, had moved on, to different cities and that. But many of them were born here in Buffalo, went to school here, graduated from here. Many of them may not have been native Buffalonians, but somehow wound up in Buffalo and lived here for, a number of years and then went into the service and that.
And then in 2015, you worked with Forest Lawn to get it online so this could be shared with others.
Right. Mr. Joseph Dispenza, the president of Forest Lawn, when he saw what we had compiled in a work that we entitled In Remembrance Of, which has a collection of all these obituaries that were compiled and what photographs we had and what personal stories. He was insisting that this be put online for the communities. That's just the way he is, and that's the way Forest Lawn is. And sure enough, on Veterans Day in 2015, we were able to launch that site on the Forest Lawn webpage.
But that database was not complete at that time.
Not altogether to where it is now, of course. We did make some additions to it, and it'll always be a work in progress. We encourage people and families, if you know of those that were killed or died while serving in Vietnam, whatever information you have, a story about them, and we can put that on the website, and we have done that. And people, families and friends, and have come forward with some additional information for that.